A geek!
We found a geek, mate. We burn him!
Burn him!
How do you know he is a geek?
He looks like one.
Bring him forward.
I'm not a geek.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this.
No.
This isn't my PDA. It's a false one.
Well,
he did have a PDA.
The PDA?
And a cell phone. But he is a geek. Burn him!
Did you dress him up like this?
No.
Yes.
He's got a 20-sided die.
What makes you think he is a geek?
He turned me into a programmer.
A programmer?
I got better.
Burn him anyway!
Burn him!
Quiet. There are ways of telling whether he is a geek.
Are there? Where are they?
Tell me, what do you do with geeks?
Burn him!
Geek!
Burn him!
And what do you burn apart from geeks?
More geeks!
Laptops!
So, why do geeks burn?
Because they're made of laptop batteries?
Good.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, how do we tell whether he is made of laptop battery?
Prop up a wobbly table with him!
Ah, but can you not also prop up a table with a book?
Yeah.
Does a battery move when it's not in use?
No.
It sits still!
What also sits still?
Dead people?
The Mars rover!
LA freeways! Snails!
Bad doggies!
Children?
Internet Explorer!
Churches!
Trains!
A corporate manager.
Oh, exactly. So logically,
if he moves as quickly as a corporate manager, he's made of laptop batteries.
And therefore,
A geek!
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
A witch!
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Geek!
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts to disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama for Monday, August 28, 2006. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Thank you for coming to Technorama. If you're a returning listener, wow. Welcome back. I'm Chuck Tomasi.
And I'm Craig Stepp.
And you have found the Technorama Zone.
We're in the zone.
Coming up in tonight's show, we've got all kinds of stuff. We've got a new rapper on the scene. Boy, you wouldn't believe it.
Yo, what's up? Yo, homies.
We have wannabe superheroes. We've got several corrections from the last show, but I guess that's
nothing new. Don't we, Chuck?
So sit back, tighten up those ear muffs, ear pods, iPods, earbuds. I shouldn't be talking tonight.
Tighten up your ears.
And stick with us. Here we go.
On this day in tech history for August 28th, 2006. This is August 28th. It's the 240th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 125 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in the year 888. That this was the last day until February 2nd, 2000, that all the digits and the date were even. Fascinating. And on this date in 1609, Henry Hudson discovers Delaware Bay. The Tom Thumb presages the first railway service in the United States on this date in 1830. And Scientific American Magazine publishes its first issue on this date in 1845. It was in 1884 that the first known photograph of a tornado was made. And on this date in 1898, Caleb Bradham renames his carbonated soft drink Pepsi Cola. UPS is founded by James E. Casey in Seattle, Washington on this date in 1907. And this is the day in 1935 that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer meets with Albert Einstein in Vienna. And Toyota Motors becomes an independent company on this date in 1937. It was on this date 53 years ago that Nippon Television broadcast Japan's first television show, including its first TV advertisement. And the National Centers for Disease Control announced a high incidence of pneumocystis and Kaposi's sarcoma in gay men. Soon these will be recognized as symptoms of an immune disorder, which will be called AIDS. On this date 18 years ago, at an air show in Rammstein, West Germany, three stunt fighters collide and 69 people lose their lives. The Plainfield tornado occurs on this date in 1990. It was an F5 tornado that hit Plainfield, Illinois, and Joliet, Illinois, killing 28 people. And it was exactly 1 year ago today that a mandatory evacuation is ordered by the New Orleans mayor and Louisiana governor as Hurricane Katrina moved nearer to Louisiana. Happy birthday goes out in this date in 1749 to Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, the German writer and scientist. Russian writer Leo Tolstoy was born on this date in 1828. An engineer and inventor, Vladimir Sukhov, was born on this date in 1853. George Whipple! No, not the Charmin man. The American scientist and Nobel Prize winner was born on this date in 1878. And finally, Secondo Campini, the Italian jet engine pioneer, was born on this date in 1904. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for August 28th, 2006.
Hi, I'm Tim Berkwin.
I'm Emil Berkwin.
We're the Podcast Brothers, and you're listening to Chuck Chat with Chuck Tomasi. And if you want to find out more about podcasting and how to do one of your own and do it better, come to the Podcast and Portable Media Expo. It's on September 29th through 30th, 2006, this year.
You can find out more at podcastexpo.com.
We'll see you there.
All right, well, there's one more item in the on this day in tech history that's bogus, and it wasn't the date this time. I did get that right.
Yeah, both times.
That's right. Oh, I kind of spoiled some of our voicemail coming up later. Hey, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Drawing cartoons.
I see that. You had one of me on the webcam a little while ago.
Yes, I did. Actually, I'll color it and send it to you tomorrow. You can have it.
I started karate. My muscles hurt like crazy. But I do have a funny answer to a funny question.
So what you're saying is you're at your lowest point now for starting karate. So if I come over there, I could kick your butt.
I'm a no belt. You probably could. You probably could kick my butt.
Wait a minute. Put the belt on because I don't need to see the plumber's crack.
Hey. Hey. I got a funny story to tell you, though. The Technorama shirt that you designed that we wore to the expo last year, I was wearing it Saturday when I went to karate. And you know how it says on the back 42 reasons to listen to Technorama, and you've got them all listed. I mean, everything from DOS to Linux to hard drives. Well, I'm a no belt, which means I'm probably the least skilled person in there. There were 9 students, and we broke up into teams of 3. There were 3 guys who were, there was a yellow belt, a brown belt, and I think a brown stripe. So they were all pretty well, you know, qualified, whatever you want to call them, skilled.
Sure.
There were three girls that were blue belt and blue stripe, and they were pretty well skilled. And then there was two girls and me. And based on some earlier exercises, I said, we had a little competition. We had to do some timing where we zigzagged across the gym, went,
okay,
we ran up to one person. There were three people on one side, three people on the other. And you went up to one, you went punch, punch, punch real fast, ran across the gym, punch, punch, punch. And you punched the
like a drive-by?
Yeah, kind of. Only you were just punching mitts that they were putting on their hands.
Okay. Yeah.
You get all six of them. You run around the gym. You do it twice. The first group got 45 seconds. I thought, wow, that was pretty good. Second group of all girls got 48 seconds. Our team walked up, and I kind of had my suspicions that we weren't going to do so well, but I just set this goal. I said, 42 seconds. C says on the back of my shirt, 42. That's our goal. We ran
Little
around.
Does she know what that really means.
We ran around that gym, and I'll be doggone if we didn't get done. The instructor goes, oh, my gosh. I said, 42? He said, 42. Next time, can you make a shirt that says, like, 12?
Sure.
We'll really fly.
The bad thing about it, a bus came in the building and ran over everybody before you could get out and tell anybody.
And monkeys might fly out my butt.
We'll see. The show is still young.
If you're looking for a karate podcast, because it seems like every idea I have turns into a podcast, don't look for one. It ain't going to happen.
I'm publicly challenging you to wear your eye river next time under your, you know, what do they call that? The
gi.
Yeah, that. So we can hear now. Go!
I'm down! Oh, my spleen!
Next time on a very special freestyle. Yeah, my spleen. Oh, my lower intestines.
They're all over the place.
Ooh.
Incoming! We have incoming mail.
Cut short there, didn't he?
First one's from Steve Cody, a.k.a. Relay Operator. Oh, this is about the Relay Operator thing. We had a conversation in email this week about that voicemail we had last week that was about the Relay Operator one.
Yeah, of course, yes.
He said, hey, guys, if you haven't figured this out yet, I would like to guess that maybe the person who sent the message is someone who listens to the show but has a condition where they must use Relay Operator-assisted phone calls to call people. Perhaps they are mute. Anyway, I would bet that the operator is not the one who listens, but someone who uses that type of service. Just my guess.
Hey, what are you saying, man? Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know what? I thought the same thing when we were emailing back and forth, that it could be somebody that had a disability. But then I just thought it was cool that we got a voicemail. Somebody went through the...
That was cool.
You know, yeah. Somebody went through the effort to get it to us.
If you want to send us email, send chuck@chuckchat.com, and we will try and figure out who your relay operator is.
Yeah. If you know a relay operator, use them.
Or send one along. We also have some voicemail.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Well, not really 937. We have...
two.
Three.
Three. Oh, three.
This first one is a sympathy message, mind you.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, it's Scapey from the chat room.
Hey, Scapey.
Just want to say thanks for this show. I noticed during the week that the DistroWatch podcast seems to be wrapping up because their show wasn't getting feedback, so my inner geek didn't want that happen to your show.
Boy, we would have shut the doors a long time feedback. Ago if that was the case.
I also want to say the Australian listeners should get their butts into the chat room, since it takes place at about 11 o'clock on a Monday morning, so there's no excuses, Aussie listeners. Hope to see you there sometime. Catch you guys.
Now, we did have Philip from Australia. He was in the chat room a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's in there. Yeah, I hadn't seen him in a while.
Who else? Hey, we've had two or three Aussies in the chat room a few times.
Yeah, if you look at our stats, you can regularly see somebody's hitting our page from down under.
Hey, Scafie is in the chat room, by the way.
Yeah, I just spoke to him. Hey, you know what? I want to say something. I want to say something right here.
Fire away.
He said the DistroWatch. Okay, this can call this a rant, but the DistroWatch said they're closing down because of lack of feedback. Mm-hmm. Dude, if that was the case, do you know we would have shut down like the first 3 months of your podcast? Dude, I mean, come on. What more reason to stay podcasting than to get somebody to feedback?
We were tempted to call ourselves using phony voices and aliases.
This is Harold. Great podcast. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, but I think that's garbage, man. If you're gonna, if you're gonna have a reason for quitting, tell us the real reason. Because obviously, I mean, come on, man.
Nobody loves him. All right, we have another one from a regular caller who's been absent for a bit.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I think everybody should go and subscribe to that just to freak him out.
Whoa, we got a spike. Three more listeners.
Listen or not, you don't have to give him feedback. I don't care. But go subscribe just for the heck of it.
Hi, this is Mark from Memphis.
Who's Mark from Memphis?
Howdy, this is Mark from Memphis.
I knew a Mark from New Jersey once.
Howdy, this is Mark in Memphis.
Oh, Mark from Memphis.
Well, Chuck, this is Mark in Memphis. Guess what I'm calling about?
On this day in Tech history, October 21st, 2006.
Only a couple months off there, bud. It's August the 21st, not October. And what's kind of funny is you said it twice.
This is October 21st. It's the 233rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar.
Anyway, have a Marvy day. Bye. Hi, Chuck. This is Mark in Memphis again. I was just wondering, was that really the news of the day for October 21st? Or was it really the news of the day for August 21st? Just wondering. This is Mark in Memphis. Bye.
The number you have reached has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh, the curiosity was killing him. He had to make that second call to wonder. The answer is, those were the events for Monday, August 21st, 2006. I don't know where October came from. My brain just had a slip. I couldn't say July in July. I was always saying June.
Must have been old timers kicking in.
No, wait, I was saying January in June. I was just, yeah, my, trust me, after editing an intro like that last one, you could get anything.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to also mention that my buddy, my old buddy Mark Bulwer, actually emailed me and said, hey, called you out on the October thing and noticed the time shift.
That wasn't the BS thing. You will find out what it is in this next voicemail.
Well, it was, but...
Chuck, you got another phone call.
Who is it?
Bruce Barr.
OnStar?
Bruce Barr.
Juice Barr?
Bruce Barr!
I don't know what you're trying to tell me. Have him leave a message.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, it's Bruce. And I'm home in KC. Listened to the show earlier today, and so Chuck, something did seem a little strange there in the, this day in Tech history. Oh, by the way, speaking of strange things in this today in Tech history, a couple of shows back, you commented on how some meteorite was found in Cass County, which is just south of where I am here in Jackson County, and that explains a lot. I think that might have been more to that meteorite than met the eye, kind of like one of those 50s movies, or something like that, because, there's kind of was explained, something coming out of the meteorite taking over the people down there in Cass County, because there's more than one reason why, there's a town down there called Peculiar, Anyway, so back to this week's Today in Tech History. I went out, I listened to it again, I Googled and looked it up in Wikipedia, and the only thing I can't find is the guy, Wilhelm Wiener Schnitzel or whatever, who invented the organ grinder in Dusseldorf. Really good pronunciation there, Chuck. Of course, it is Giacomo. Giacomo was the one guy's name. Anyway, so that's my guess. It's the organ grinder guy. Because everything else, plus or minus a day, but give or take, the 21st and all that kind of stuff. So that would be my guess, And so other than the fact that none of it happened on October 21st, the way you started everything out, that's my guess. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's right.
It was the organ grinder guy. Completely made that up.
Kudos to him for actually deducing all that. He did a lot of work to find that out.
I searched Wikipedia. I Googled it. I was there for 12 hours. Couldn't find anything.
Then I found out that one little item. No. So
yes, Bruce, you are correct. And it wasn't October 21st. Yeah, we were off a day or two. And we were off a bit more than that.
Hey, yeah, we're always off.
Before we do our news break, I want to give a shout out to the chat room. It is hopping. We've got Jorga from Belgium, who is up at, what, about 4 a.m. his time?
Yeah.
Just to be with us and share the love. Digital Dan, K.L. Wright, Mad Marv, Mark Shepard, Missing Intellect, Scafey, whom you heard earlier from Australia.
Me.
You, me, Tim Elliott, Welch Wright, and of course...
Zahadu.
And we don't have Zaha Norb. Or Zaha Kieran. Or
everybody, change, put Zaha in front of all everybody's name. No, don't do that.
We'll be back after a quick break.
All right.
Technorama. Just another way to stick it to the man.
Yeah, so I get all this functionality. Look, honey, I'm watching a trailer off the internet.
Oh, man, I'm getting more and more eager to buy one.
When I moved it, I heard something go, guess what was in there?
Harrison!
We don't get more subscribers, we're gonna fall off the
list. Man.
It's more complex than that. All we ask is that you tell a friend a week. And if you like Technorama, odds are they will like Technorama.
Throw us a bone here.
Starbucks takes to the stars. This is Technorama News. I'm Chip Quirity reporting. A press release from the Seattle-based company Starbucks and NASA jointly announces that they have reached a deal to open the first Starbucks on the International Space Station. In the agreement, NASA will, with the recent launch of the space shuttle, deliver and set up the first space Starbucks store. Harv Tenenbaum, a spokesperson for NASA, explains why he thinks this is a win-win.
It is well known that us at NASA have been seeking out corporate sponsorship for space missions, and we have been looking for a way to expand our work schedule by shortening the sleep cycles. I see this as, well, everybody benefits. This is a big win for corporate America and NASA.
Mr. Tenenbaum went on to detail the larger goal of turning the International Space Station into a space mall due to the increasing popularity of space tourism. Other sources indicate that there are similar interests from McDonald's, Cinnabon, and Orange Julius. I'm Chip Quirity for Technorama News.
And now, some more news with us, Chuck and Craig.
That's right.
This isn't exactly a newsworthy thing. I did forget the listener birthday calendar. Happy birthday on August 30th to Maximilian Bjorsten from Stockholm, Sweden. I hope I said that right. My Swedish is not so good. Not so good as my Italian.
Borstidi birdie, borstidi birdie. Borstidi, borstidi. Bork, bork, bork.
Well, apparently, in the real news, scientists have come up with a generator that will get greater than 100% efficiency, if you can believe this. You know the old thing, if you burn coal, you're getting so much efficiency. If your furnace in your house has gas, forced air, you know, you're only getting so much efficiency.
Yeah.
Well, according to the energy product at Stjorn.net, sounds another Swedish one for me.
Stjorn.
It says, Stjorn's technology purchases free, clean, and constant energy. This provides a significant range of benefits from the convenience of never having to refuel your car or recharge your mobile phone to a genuine solution to need for zero-emission energy production. Apparently, there's a patent pending that appears to be over 100% efficient.
Is that like when you start crossing the line into like a, what is it, a kinetic machine?
The perpetual motion machine?
Perpetual motion, yes.
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, but I guess they press to produce its own energy and not run out. That's what a... Huh.
We'll have a link in the show notes. You guys see if we can figure it out.
Yeah. Hey, if y'all can figure it out, patent it too.
And the Eureka Prize winners have been announced. The Eureka Prize is the scientific invention thing. All I could think of when I heard about the Eureka Prize was Farnsworth and, you know, the inventors on
Damn Future. You, Farnsworth! No, wait.
No. He is Farnsworth.
All right.
Over $200,000 was awarded to 29 winners in the 17th Annual Australian Museum Eureka Prize Dinner, compared by Anton Enos from SBS, Sandra Sully from Network 10, and Adam Spencer from ABC 702 Radio at Sydney's Royal Hall of Industries on 22 August 2006. Find out who won. There are a bunch of winners for all of these different inventions. Pretty cool stuff, too.
And it's cool.
I'm not going to go through all of them, but there they are. And as of Thursday, the 24th?
Yeah.
Pluto is not an official planet. They have a new class of planetoid-type things.
Yeah, and if you listen to Chuck Qwerty real closely a couple weeks ago, he called it out. So.
Yep. Now, how will we remember the names? Remember the good mnemonic that we had? My very excellent mother just sent us 9 pizzas?
No, I just knew the planet names. I didn't have to do that.
Oh.
Only with the colors of the spectrum.
We were thinking there's got to be some new ways to remember this. Like, my very extravagant mother just sent us nachos. My very elderly mother just sits up nights.
With no pee.
My favorite is, my very exotic mistress just showed up nude. So, there are plenty of others you can leave if you want to leave the Pluto out of it.
Yeah, baby.
Good stuff in the news tonight. And we do have... Yes, we've got one of these. Hacks and Strange Stories! Woo! We've got a link to the Pimp Star light-up rims. Now, we talked about the rims that go around on bicycles and you put like a Pac-Man logo on there and stuff. Similar kind of thing, only they go on a car vehicle. And from inside the vehicle, you can use your laptop to change pictures, change icons, do motion, put your own personal pictures on there, draw on a screen like a little paint program, and what you write on there will show up on your rims, and then you can have all four of them independently controlled, so the same message doesn't have to appear on each one of them. I can only imagine. You know, I see this as an insurance scam thing. You get these Pimp Star rims, and you're in the right lane. Okay?
Yeah.
Somebody looks over from the left lane, and you got your buddy in an old 72 Buick mobile, and as soon as they look over at your rims, he slams on the brakes, and you get an insurance claim.
Bam! Yeah, you know what? I want to see somebody that has access to these put Listen to Technorama on there.
Oh, that'd be cool. Put the Technorama flying down the road.
Be a cool hack.
I wish I could afford these Pimp Star rims. We have a Remember When segment, correct?
No, it's not a Remember When.
Well, you put it in the Remember When section.
I think it's supposed to Media Corner.
All right.
Can we play the Media
Corner?
We'll
take a break and I'll put it in the right place.
Okay, sorry about that.
Rushing to ChuckChat.com to listen to Radio Yesterday, the greatest collection of all-time radio in podcast form. Horror, comedy, mystery, science fiction, Radio Yesterday has it all. Join your host, Chuck Tomasi, to discover new shows or rediscover lost favorites. Use the latest RSS technology and never miss a single episode. Don't delay, hurry to ChuckChat.com and pick up your copy of Radio Yesterday.
Hi, this is Lance Heath from the Digital Experience Podcast at digitalexperiencepodcast.com, and you're listening to a couple of loose-knit friends, Chuck and Craig, on Technorama.
Well,
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
All right. You know, I wanted to talk about this because, and actually, I keep forgetting to put it in the show notes to talk about. It's the Who Wants to Be a Superhero? I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but it's about to wrap up, I think, on Thursday night. It's on Sci-Fi Channel. It's a reality show with Stan Lee, you know, the man, Stan the man Lee.
Not Spike Lee.
Yeah, and there's these people. Now, I don't know how serious to take this because they're all dressed up as heroes, okay? Like their own heroes that they've made up, their own costumes, and their own backstories. And they're all competing in this reality show to win the ultimate prize of Stan Lee will make a comic using their character, and they'll have one of their Saturday B movies, like on the Sci-Fi Channel makes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of those you probably heard or seen. They're going to make one of those. Well, you know, which is cool, but I'm like, how serious are these people? They look like they're taking themselves very seriously, but at the same time, I'm trying to figure out how tongue-in-cheek this actually is. But
Craig, any reality show is tongue-in-cheek.
No, you need to watch this. This is like seriously overacting. This is not Survivor.
Craig, all the reality shows are seriously overacting.
No, Survivor seems more real, but I don't know. Anyway, not that I'm saying, I mean, I'm sure it's all played out a little bit. But anyway, I like it. It's like a guilty pleasure type thing. My wife's like, what the hell are you watching? But but for some reason I'm attracted to it. I think it's kind of cool.
You anyway, and superheroes.
What's that?
You and superheroes.
I know. And speaking of superheroes, over at Flickr, Scott Johnson of My Extra Life and My Extra Life Radio podcast, which I have to say that is a very entertaining podcast if you go listen to it. Anyway, he put together a Flickr pool for fat superheroes, and I have a link to it off of my blog, but you can go look at it at Flickr, and I contributed a fat Spider-Man. He's kind of crouching down. You can see his plumber's crack.
his artist style looks a lot like Far Side.
Kinda. Who?
Was it Scott Johnson?
Yeah, no. His is not.
Who did the first two or three, like the fat Batman?
Yeah, those are his. Those okay. are his. Yeah, the fat Batman and Daredevil and Wolverine. Yeah, those are his right there. So he's got this.
I think there's a cool hint stuff. Of a Far Side cartoon in there.
A little bit, I guess. But if you look, the last couple of them, there's a fat Flash and
Green Lantern. No, I take that back. Mad Magazine. I take that back. It looks more like Mad Magazine.
Yes, of course. That's a good way to describe it. That's exactly what it looks like. And if you look a little bit farther down, there's a picture. I'm trying to figure out if that is Scott or that somebody, but he's like the guy's doing that dance revolution, and he's bent over, you know, as a fat hero. I think it is Scott Johnson. But anyway, hey, I was going to say this. Their podcast is really cool. It's like they have this group of about four or five guys, and they're all talking, and the quality is really good. They're over Skype. And they're just cracking jokes as they're moving right along. And some of the things they're talking about is hilarious. So I would say go give that a shot over there. Also, hey, I wanted to talk about one other thing
before
we get out of the media corner. What's that?
Fire away.
And I was taken in by a slight gag. And if you see this, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I thought that Sci-Fi Channel was actually going to change their name to Surge TV. And you can see it on my blog. I even blogged about it. It was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever read. Because of G4 and the Tech TV thing. And I was like, great. Because they're adding that wrestling thing to it. I'm not sure the whole deal with the sci-fi and the wrestling. But
yeah.
You know, they canceled Stargate SG-1. And I think somebody was ticked off because of that. And they actually posted a fake press release that the Sci-Fi Channel was changing their name. Surge TV. And they were adding more wrestling and this, that, and the other, and I was like, oh, man, and of course, I didn't read the whole thing, and I was taken in, and then, of course, I found out later it was more like a gag.
So, you got taken, taken.
I knee-jerked my way to my blog.
All right, we do have something funny to play in the What the Chuck segment. Hold a sec.
Okay.
What the Chuck?
What's up with that?
We have apparently Kevin Devin from In the Trenches got some listener feedback that didn't quite, I don't know, maybe he had a bad day. Maybe it was just the way the feedback was presented to him. But he kind of went off on it. And being the creative force we are at Friends in Tech, Craig hopped it up a little bit, Victor added a little music, and we came up with a new title for Kevin. He's going to be known as the rapper Furious KHD from ITT.
Yo, yo.
The background music for this piece is provided by Monk. The compilation was by Victor. The clips, they're all Kevin. You'll love this. It's like a minute and a half of just pure fun.
Pop, 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 he and B. Pop, 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 and B. Well, Bruce, it's a podcast, for Christ's sakes. I was in radio for 15 years, and there's just no excuse.
Obviously, he's been in radio and not, like, anything technical, because he'd realize some of those shows are worthless.
Pop, 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 he and B. Pop, 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 and B. You want to pay my paycheck? You are never alone. All our numbers have grown. Can't stand the thought of all the time that you have wasted. You've been born to the bone. Sick with all you've been shown. Come on, lighten up. It's a f***ing podcast.
I know it's hard to follow up Kevin and his cool rapping style, but I'm going to try. I have a big bone to pick, and if you read my blog, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I find this horribly offensive. Turner Broadcasting is going to go back and edit all of their stuff they show on Boomerang and all the old cartoons like Tom and Jerry and I guess the Flintstones and all that stuff, and take out where they show glamoring as being or glamorous as being smoking. No, smoking is being glamorous. Now, you know what? Who the heck do they think they are? Now, I know they own it, sure, and it's probably theirs to do with as they please. But, dude, these were written or created in a different time and place, and it's just part of it. You can't just take that out.
Well, it's now, like all the cartoons for World War II where they were, you know, making fun of Hitler and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, they're going to go and edit all that crap out. Now, get this. Now, go with me here. Do you remember like, where Tom and Jerry or one of them fell in a glass of wine and got drunk, sloshed?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to remove that, too? How about Fred and Barney? I've seen them slosh before.
I haven't seen them smoke. I can't remember too many cartoons that do smoke.
Well, Fred did a commercial for Winston one time. I like to smoke at Winston. You know, I was like, it looks totally out of character. But, if they're going to do that, why don't they go and take all the violence out? Would you rather see smoking or violence? Well, that's my point is, taking an anvil, a hammer, or a bat to the head, is that worse than seeing some kid seeing them smoke? This is crap, and I can't stand this PC crap. It just gets under my skin. If somebody thinks that they know better than me, so I'm ticked off.
Craig's on a rant.
I mean, come on, man.
It makes me
want to go smoke and protest.
And beat someone over the head with a bat.
At Turner. that's crazy, man. And you can't erase history. Jeez.
All right, we have one quick thing in the Geek Library.
All right, I'm turning...
Shut up! Shh. This is my favorite part of the show. It's the Geek Library.
All that for one link.
All that for one link.
That's right.
But it is a cool thing. It's several ray guns. Yes, the old, stand back, I'll zap you with my ray gun. From Weta, the studios who did the special effects and costumes and things for Lord of the Rings. You know, down in New Zealand,
It looks totally Radio Yesterday.
That's right, Commander Craig. Join me with the XM 3700
or 3600. I was waiting for the 3700 upgrade.
With anti-neutrino backlash.
Yes.
Anyway. I love it. Cool. That was a great page.
Yeah, it looks cool. Can you order these things, really?
I don't know if you can order them or not.
I'm going to try.
Sign up today. Don't delay.
And that takes us to the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I want to rant some more. I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood for ranting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of rants, now, I'm going to throw this out there. Go over to the KevinDevin.com and look at his page. But he has a note on there about Microsoft and the new Vista. Now, apparently, this is word from Robert Scoble that the new version of Vista, the login screen, you know, when you pick your user and log in.
Oh, I heard about this on In the Trenches. Go ahead.
It will not let you turn off the welcome sound or change it. So you might be in a meeting and bong or whatever, you know.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's going to be Bill Gates going, I got your money.
Now arriving at Terminal B.
Yeah, so whatever they're going to do for that tone, whether you're in a meeting, in the bathroom, wherever you happen to be, you're going to know your machine just crashed and rebooted.
You know what? I can see it now. I'm going to look around, walk in with my laptop, and decide to surf around while taking care of business, and bong.
Are you okay in there, buddy?
I'm Bill Gates. Welcome to Windows Vista.
All right, if you want to get in contact with us, there's always the listener line like Mark in Memphis and Bruce Barr have done, 206-222-CHAT, that's 2428. You can also email us if you have an audio file or audio clip, Chuck at ChuckChat.com, or Craig is K-R-E-G at ChuckChat.com. There's also the website. Oh, I missed one point. I did record another interview today. My friend who used to work at NASA, his name is Bud Thacker. He's been retired for about 27 years. He was there from 1962 to 1979. And he worked on the Delta Rocket project.
Sweet.
So lots of cool stuff in that interview. Look for it in the next few weeks. I'll get it edited.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. I know you can allude to this because you're going to share the show here, the interview. But did he talk about the shuttle like now?
Nope.
Oh, he didn't.
We were mainly on Delta, Titan, and Atlas rockets, and some of the Vanguard stuff. Okay. Really cool information. You're going to like this one.
Cool. Oh, by the way, don't forget tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, shuttle takes off.
Weather permitting. Let's hope it gets out of the neighborhood before Ernesto rolls in.
Hey, you know what? Try checking NASA, because remember, it was the last shuttle, not the last one, but the one before, you know, previously, that they showed on the net, which was really cool. I had it full screen and watched it right on the net. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, there's always the website, www.chuckchat.com, for all the forum swag, webcam, mail list, links, show notes, and all this much more stuff.
It is the only constant in the universe.
And we have to give Mad Marv a special thank you for providing all the great blog content in between the shows. So if you're not going to the site or getting the RSS feed for the full content, and you're only getting the podcast, you're only getting part of the picture.
It is the only constant except for dark matter.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech, still. Find out more about at friendsintech.com. Audio streaming provided by Scott Reynolds. If you're with us on Sunday nights or Wednesday nights, join us in the chat room and listen to the stream. The chat room is provided by freenode.net. And if you're getting this show the old-fashioned manual way by clicking on the website.
With hand cranks.
And rubber bands and chicken wire. Consider subscribing to the show automatically.
Duct tape.
Drop us an email. Craig will give you all the duct tape details. Tell a friend about Technorama. Enjoy the rest of the week. Until next time, binary high five.
101.
Take care, everybody. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Later.
You two are a couple of geeks.